From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Belgium federal police said soldiers have shot a man in downtown Brussels on Friday evening after he attacked the troops with a knife. A Belgian federal police spokesman said the man, who was armed with the blade, attacked a group of soldiers that fired on him and then neutralized him. The Brussels mayor said one soldier was in the hospital when describing the attack.
He tried to put the knife and to cut the military, the member of the army, and the military intercept the man and stop the man. They shoot on the man.
Spokeswoman Esther Natta says the suspect has died. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says weather conditions are deteriorating along the Texas coast as Hurricane Harvey nears landfall. Water levels are rising and winds are already blowing with tropical force. Galveston Mayor Jim Yarborough says the city is expected to be inundated with water from the storm.
We're going to have wind, but the wind is not going to be the dominant feature here. It's the water. And at some point this afternoon, you probably just ought to stay where you're at. Shelter in place, shelter in your house.
The Hurricane Center says sustained winds are still holding at over 170 kilometers per hour. Forecasters say the storm is likely to intensify and make landfall Friday or Saturday. Venezuela's foreign minister is calling the new U.S. financial sanctions the worst aggressions to Venezuela in the last 200 years. Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza spoke at the United Nations on Friday, saying that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro had not created a dictatorship. Venezuela's government, he said, was being misportrayed. This is VOA News. Suspected Boko Haram militants sprayed a village in remote Cameroon with automatic fire, killing 15 people and kidnapping 8 others in an overnight raid near the Nigerian border. Carolyn Persuti has the story.
The attackers burned down around 30 houses in Gakara village just outside the town of Kalafata. The town has been a frequent target of suicide bombings by the Islamic group. Of the 15 killed, all were shot dead except one who was burned alive. Another 30 suffered bullet wounds. The mayor of Kalafata and a senior military source confirmed that an attack had taken place but did not know the death toll. Boko Haram attacks have killed more than 20,000 people and displaced 2.7 million during the group's 8-year insurgency to carve out an Islamic caliphate in the Lake Chad region. Carolyn Persuti, VOA News.
Iraqi military investigators said Friday that they have discovered 2 mass graves near a former Islamic State group prison outside Mosul that contained the bodies of 500 IS victims. VOA's Miller Siga has the details.
The media cell security investigation team said in a statement that one grave near the Badoush prison site contained the bodies of 470 prisoners killed by IS. It said a second grave contained 30 victims. Most of the victims are believed to have been Shiite Muslims or other minorities.
Authorities were continuing to look for more graves. Police in northern India say at least 28 people have been killed and more than 250 wounded in riots that broke out after a court convicted a controversial guru of raping 2 of his followers. Violent mobs set fire to government buildings and attacked journalists and police officers. Police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse the crowds and eventually resorted to firing warning shots in the air in an attempt to control the rioters. Chief Public Relations Officer Niraj Sharma says the riots have also disrupted train service.
We have cancelled a total of 201 trains, and we have also diverted and short-terminated few trains. So total number of trains which will be affected in the 4 days, that is 24th to 27th, is 222.
More than 1,000 of the guru's supporters have been detained by police. Samsung heir Lee Jae-yong, the de facto leader of South Korea's most successful business group, was sentenced on Friday to 5 years in prison for offering bribes and other crimes. The court said he was guilty of offering bribes to former President Park Geun-hye and her close friend Choi Soon-sil. Samsung is a publicly traded company. Park and Choi are still on trial. A Samsung lawyer says the guilty verdict issued out to Lee would be appealed. From Washington's News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.